This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 30th. God's word for you today is engage prayer. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, and it says, "But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you." The key to having the right timing is how you engage. Engagement is so powerful. What do you need to engage so that your life can be in the right timing? How and what do you engage? The first thing is to engage in prayers. You have to engage in prayer because nothing brings you in sync with God faster than prayer. Nothing. Someone said, and it is so true, that your prayer does not change God. Your prayer changes you. By the time you're done praying, you will discover that you have changed. Prayer syncs you up with God. You are not going to know the right time for anything without being in sync with the Holy Spirit. And one of the advantages you have as a child of God is that you can be in sync with the Holy Spirit. If you look at Jesus and what he taught about prayer, if you consider the effect of prayer and what people are doing today, you wonder if people are really praying. It may be a form of prayer, but it is not really prayer. One way to know is this: there is no life that is spent in extensive prayer that remains the same. You cannot pray for hours and still be filled with jealousy, anger, bile, and all sorts of vices. All you want to do and all you're interested in is to use prayer as a tool to destroy your enemies. So people are jumping from one fire prayer meeting to another. What is the fire for? Is it fire to burn for God? Is it fire to be passionate about the things of God? Or is it fire to get you ahead of your competitors, destroy your enemies, and eradicate those who are against you? Something is wrong with that kind of prayer. When you come out of real prayer, you become more like God. It is like what they say about when the leaf mingles with the soap for a long time. After a while, the leaf begins to have the qualities of the soap. When you engage in real prayer, you begin to have the priorities of God and your attitude changes. However, you see people who spend hours in prayer. It is like they are looking for a herbalist and not God. All people are interested in is a tool to solve their problems. When your life is just about problems and solving your problems, you are setting yourself up to be at variance with God's timing. To get into God's timing, you need to pray. And prayer is seeking God's face, loving God, and desiring God. You can pray for 2 hours without desiring God. I have seen people do that. Prayer is desiring God. Prayer is not a tool that you use to serve your own purposes. Something is wrong with that kind of prayer. Let us pray. Father, let my prayer sync me up with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.